Silikusa, that he also was a case like that. Somebody put outside the Shusra Rav Moshe says, Psalos Itzure Tamarim, the Psalos of the dates. He put it out to a Shusarabim, and Ravad Marav said a test, whoever wants to come and take it. So Bishleim Ravad Marav Kishmaite. It's very good that Ravad Marav holds whoever wants to come and take it, because he holds Halacha Umarin Kain. The Halacha is like Rav, that Kolakaritim Behem Zocha, Bein Begufan, Bein Beshvachan. So it's good why he said it was Hefka. El Rav Huna, on Rav Huna Sakasha. Rav Huna before said Halacha, but the Ein Moirin Kain. We don't teach people to say you're allowed to go and take it away. So how come here he was mafkarit? Should we say that he had charoti, he retracted from what he said before? Samara says, no, I'll tell you here the case was, Hanu musrin heavy. These people were warned already a few times. Rashi says, Shehisra will come upon him by them. They already warned the owner, don't put these pseudless, these bad things in the Rishus Rabbim. So since he put these bad things, the Marafuna, the case was chushli. Somebody put pearled barley in the Rishus Rabbim, and they warned the owner, don't do it. And he kept on doing it, so that's why here we said the locher is, he was mafkrit, that kol akardim bem zocher. Because the person did it a few times. But just by one time, then taka Rav Huna holds halacha, the ain moirin kein. We don't teach people to do like that. Now the Mishnah says, shnei kedorin, two people holding like kedors or pitches, shahayim halchim, zeach azeh. They were walking one after another in Rishus Rabbim. V'nizkal harishon, the first one tripped. V'nofel, when he fell down. V'nizkal hasheni b'rishon, and the second person tripped over the first one. So halacha is harishon chayiv v'nizkal hasheni. The first one is chayiv to pay for the damage. What happened to the second one? They were both carrying pitches, and the first one fell. And we'll see in the Gemara he didn't get up. So the second one fell over him. So the first one is chayiv for the damage that happened to the second one. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, loy teima, don't say matzitzin Rabbi Meihi. You don't have to say, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. Ti yaman yizkof hasheyuhu, v'chayiv, that Rabbi Meir holds whoever trips. It's called you're at fault. You should have watched yourself not to fall. And therefore you're hasheyuhu, therefore it's very good the Mishnah. Why the first one is chayiv for the damage of the second one? You don't have to say that. Elo afilu l'rabbonin. Even if you want to say, our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin sheet of the Amr that says, onesu, that if somebody trips, he's an honest, he's not at fault. Upotar, vishas, honest, if you fall down and you do damage, you're potter. I'll tell you, hochi chayiv. But over here in our mission, even the Rabbanu would agree, you're chayiv. You know why? Because here we're talking about shehoyel la'amid la'yamad. The other person, the second person, didn't trip over you right away. He first tripped 10 minutes later. It means you had plenty of time to get up already. True, if when you first fell, right away somebody tripped over you, then you'd be potter. Because you're an honest by you falling down. But there's a tain upon you, you should have gotten up already. Since you did not get up, you still stood there, that's called a pesheya. Therefore, if somebody trips over you, and you damage them, you're chayev, it's called you caused the damage. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Amar, afilu teima lo hoyu lo lamed. Even if you want to say, the person didn't have enough time like to get up, or if you want to say he didn't have to get up, because he could be lazy, it's too much bother to get up, still, the reason why he's chayev, even according to the Rabbanan over here is, because Hoyler Lizoyer, Pelo Hizoyer, he should have warned the second guy. Like, even if you fell down and you want to take your time getting up, but when after a few minutes you realize you're on the floor, now you have to warn other people. If you see somebody coming carrying a pitcher, you have to warn the guy, hey, watch out, I'm on the floor here. And since you didn't warn him, therefore you're chayiv for the damage that you caused. For Rabbi Yechanan, now it says, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Kivun de Loy Hoyler, Lamed Lohele Lizoyer, no, the Torah. If you tell me that he didn't have to get up, Suwadin doesn't have to warn the other person either. Because he's tired, he just fell down, he hurt himself, he's busy taking care of himself. So that's not a time to say he should have warned the guy. Either he should have gotten up, or else, if he holds, he doesn't have to get up, or there's not enough time for him to get up yet, therefore he's potter. There's also, Nostamah told you how much time passed by, and there's time till you can get up. But Kozaman, you can't get up, Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't have a tchiyav, you didn't have to warn the other person. Because you're tired, you're busy taking care of yourself. Tanam, you learn like this. There were two people walking on the Shusha Rabin. One guy is holding a long beam, and one guy is carrying a chavis, a barrel. Now, nishpara chavis b'kaira. The second guy that's holding his barrel went a little faster and bumped into the beam. So potter, the bal, the first one is potter, wasn't his fault. The second one bumped into him, therefore he's potter. What about the imamad b'kaira? Let's say the one that's carrying the beam, stops in the middle of the Shusha Rabin. And then the guy in back of him comes correct crushing into him, chayiv. Then the first one is chayiv. So Mor says, my love, aren't we talking about shomad lakate? That the first one didn't do anything wrong. He just stopped for a second. Lakate means to fix the bundle on his shoulders. Like the beam is carrying on his shoulders. He just wanted to fix it. It was like falling off. The yurchayu, he's doing a normal thing. Uktani still says chayiv. That the first one is chayiv. The question is why he didn't do anything wrong. So what you have to say is, to heavy lately he's zoyer. He should have warned the second guy. So you see a svara like Rav Nachman, that he was supposed to warn the other guy. Tomorrow says, Lloyd, that's not the pshat over here. I'll tell you, l'kishomad lofush. We're talking about here, the guy stood still to take a rest. And that's the mishunah. That you don't do in Rishus Rabin. That's why you're chayiv. Tomorrow says, what do you want to say? Avulomad l'katef my potter. So then it comes out, let's say the first guy only stood still for a second, just to fix the bundle on his shoulders, which is normal, then you want to say he'll be potter, he didn't do anything wrong. If so, adi toni sefer. Why do we have to have the sefer that learns that says, v'yemom aloy lebal chov yis'amoid potter. But let's say the first guy warned the chov yis and told him, listen, I'm carrying a beam, and I'm stopping you, also stop. So then, if the guy didn't listen and kept on going, the first one's potter. That's mashma, that's the case where the first one is potter. So the question is, what do you have to come up to such a case for? Lif log v'listner b'dido. Let's make a difference in the actual case itself. And say like this better. B'medavom amurim, when is it said that the first one, by stopping with his beam, he's chayiv, kishomad lofush? Only if he stopped to take a rest. That's not normal. That you don't do in the middle of Rishus Rabin, to stop walking to take a rest when you have your beam there. Avul omad lakatek. But if somebody just stopped for a second or two just to straighten out his bundle on his shoulders, potter, then it should be potter, because that's normal. Like, what do they have to say? Only if he told the guy, that's when he's potter. So Gemara says, yes, it's a chiddush, because hokamash malon, this is what it's teaching us. The alpha gav the yomid lofush, even in the case where the guy taka stopped to take a rest, which is not normal, but still, ki ko'oma loy labal chav yis amoid, if the first one told the second guy, told the balachovis, listen, I'm taking a rest now, I'm standing here, watch out, don't come into me, potter. That's the chiddush. Even though you did something wrong, but if you warn the other guy, be careful, don't come, and he keeps on coming, then you're potter. Senechlam, you could be huadin, you stop lakateif, but it tells the bigger chiddush, even though you stop lofush, still you could be potter. Toshma, come up with another proof. It says, ha-kidorin v'yazagagin shoyom hachim zachazer. Hakadorim means people holding pitches, Vazarozim people holding glass. They were walking in Rosh Hashanah and one in back of another. Niskal Arishan, the first guy tripped. V'nofel and he fell. V'niskal Hasheni Barishan, and the second guy tripped over the first one. V'yashlishi B'sheni, a chain, and the third guy tripped over the second guy. So what's the halacha? Rishan Chayiv V'niske Sheni. The first one is Chayiv for the damage that happened to the second one. Like you caused the second one to fall, you're Chayiv. Now the second guy is chayiv for the damage that he caused the third one, because the third one fell over him. But let's say even the third one fell because of the first one, then rishon chayiv niska kulan. Then the pshat is the first one is chayiv for all the damage that happened. But it says clearly here, v'yim his hero, ze'ezep turim. But if the first guy warned the second guy, and the second guy warned the third guy, then they're both potter. So my love isn't it talking about even shlohoyel hem lamed, even in a case where he couldn't have gotten up. In other words, he fell, and right when he fell, he didn't have enough time yet to get up. But still, the reason why he's potter is only because he warned the guy. So you see that you are supposed to warn the guy, even in a case where you can't get up yet and you're busy, not like Rabbi Yechanan. The chur, you see, there's still a time upon you. You should have warned him. My love shlohoyel hem lamed. Samar says, Loi, Shoyulam Lama, the reason why you chayiv here is not because you were supposed to warn him, but because we're talking about you had enough time to get up already. Since you did not get up, are you staying there? That's why you're chayiv. Therefore, somebody now comes and trips over you, you're chayiv for the damage. Abel, but what do you want to tell me? Loi, Hoyulam Lama, let's say he didn't have enough time yet to get up. He didn't have enough time yet to get up from his fall. My potter, then if the second one falls over the first guy, you want to say the first one is the potter, because we're going now, niskal is an onesu. The fact the first one tripped, it's not his fault. It's an onesu trip, to fall. You should have gotten up. I didn't have enough time to get up yet. So in such case, you want to say it's potter, yochi, if so. Did Tony Sefer, what does the Sefer say? Im eziru zeh potter, that if they warn one another, watch out, I'm on the floor, don't step over me. and the other guy falls over you, you're potter. What do you have to come up to such a case for? Lift look for listener but do. Let's make a difference in the same case itself. And rather we should say like this. When do we say the first one is chayiv for the damage? The second one, when they fell and they waited there long enough that they should have gotten up already. And since they didn't get up yet, then the chayiv for the damage that happens. But let's say there wasn't enough time yet for them to get up. Then they'll be potter. Like, what do you have to say? The case is they warned the other one. Say better. Even in the case where he didn't warn the second guy. But if the first one just fell, and right away, before he had enough time to get up, somebody else tripped over him, he's still potter. So Mar says, true. But Hokamashmalon, this is what I want to teach us over here. That the Yah, there's a case that you potter, that the Yah, Fagav Tohoyilahem Lamoid, even if we're talking about you fell already half an hour ago, so you had enough time to get up. Still, he is hero there, Zepturin. He should know, but if you warn the second guy, watch out, I'm here. Watch out, and the guy doesn't watch out, you'll also be potter. So telling us the Chiddush. Not only if the second guy trips right away before you can get up by your potter, but even in the case that you should have gotten up already. You're there a half an hour already. But if you warn the guy, still your potter. Omar Rava says like this. You should know, Rishon Chayiv Beniske Sheni Bein Beniske Gufa Bein Beniske Mamoinei. What happened here? One guy, Reuven, tripped. And then Shimon tripped over Reuven. So Reuven is chayiv for Shimon's damage, whether it happened begufa into his body, or whether it happened to his mamainai. Let's say Shimon was carrying a pitcher, and when Shimon tripped over Reuven, Shimon broke his pitcher also. So Reuven has to pay for both. Reuven has to pay for the damage that happened to Shimon's guf. Shimon's body also broke his leg, and he also has to pay for the broken pitcher that he caused. Now Shani, when Shimon now fell on the floor, so it says if Levi fell over Shimon, Shimon has to pay for the damage of Levi. The second one is chayiv for the third one. But here already, Sheini chayiv beniske shlishi beniske gufay. The Sheini, the Shimon is only chayiv to pay Levi for the damage that happens to his body. Avolay beniske mamaynoi, but not for the damage that happens to Levi's kalim. If Levi was carrying a glass, and when Levi tripped over Shimon, Levi broke his glass, for that, Shimon does not have to pay. The second one does not have to pay for the damage that happened to the money of the third one. So the question is why? What's going on here? Why? What kind of svar is that? If you're going to tell me the first one that fell, or even the second one that fell is called the Pashayahu, that's your fault. Why did you fall? You should have watched yourself. So Shani Nami Lechayiv. The second one then should also be Chayiv when the third one fell over him. Because he's a Pashayah. Who did the Chorot Sakasha? Why is even the first one Chayiv then? The second guy is a Pesheya, so why is the first one Chayiv? Now, Kopa Ligmari Sakasha, Shani Nam of the Chayiv. If you call the Pesheya, but just like the first one is Chayiv Bakulam, the second one should also be Chayiv, both Beniska Gufi and Niska Mamaynai. E Niska La Pesheyu, Elamai will go now according to the other Svara, the Rabbanan Svara, that if a man trips in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, he is not at fault. He didn't have to watch himself where he's going. He's not a Pesheya. If so, I feel a Rishon Ami Lifter. So even the first one also, when he fell down now, and then the second one falls over him, why is the first guy chayiv? It's not his fault. If you tell him we're going now, niskal laf v'shaya. So what should be the difference? How come Rava says that the first one is at more at fault, more than the second one? The first one has to pay for the second one's damage, both begufi and b'mamaynai. And the second one only has to pay for the third one's damage, begufi, and not for his mamon. What should be the difference? Tomorrow says like this, what do you have to say?